This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
Okay. My Gemara, the Bab Metzia, we're here, and this is the last Maimer Tazria. There's several Maimers over here, but this is the last one. Okay. Gemara, the Bab Metzia, Perek Apoyolim. This is from the Gemara in Bab Metzia and the chapter of Apoyolim. So the Gemara relates the following. In the Heavenly Academy, there was a disagreement over there. There was a debate. There was a machloikis. What was the machloikis? We're talking about this parsha, about the different types of simonim, the different types of signs of a lesion, of a tzaraas, a negatzaraas, what is and what is not. So one of the simonim is a white hair. Sora hofachloven, the pasuk says, if the white hair, if it turns white, it used to be black, another color, the color of the hair turns white, that's a sign of tumah. But the shaila becomes, so the halach is like this. So, im baheres koidemes lisayer lovon. In other words, the leprosy, the baheres, which is the name of the leprosy, comes first before the white hair. So that means that the white hair turned white after it was already the leprosy, after he had the baheres. Then he's tummy, because the white hair is a sign of tumah. And the im seyer lovon koidem. And if on the other hand, the white hair comes before lebaheres. In other words, first it's already white before, so it hasn't turned white from the baheres, but it was white, it turned white first, and then came the baheres, then it's toher. Because there's no siman tumah there. The tumah is when it turns white, but this is toher because it was white from beforehand. But then the question was, sofik, if we're not sure, there's a white hair now in the baheres, we don't know what came first, the baheres came first or the white hair came first. So what do we do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Toher. Hashem says that it's Toher. He rules it's Toher. V'chulu Mesifta Derekiya Amri Tomei. The entire Heavenly Academy, all the others in the Heavenly Academy, they say Tomei. So the Amri, so they said, Man Noichach. Who is going to be the one that is going to decide who's right, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Heavenly Academy? It says, Noichach Rabba Bar Nachmoni, let Rabba Bar Nachmoni be the deciding one. Why? Because he had the great expertise in the laws, the Omar Rabba Bar Nachmoni. For Rabba Nachmoni said, and the Yochid b'negoyim, and the Yochid b'oholis. I am single-handedly knowledgeable in the laws, in the tractate of Negoyim, of the plagues. I am also singularly expert in the tractate of Olois, din of Tuma, that takes Olois. So the Gemara goes on, the discussion, ad, until the Gemara concludes there, Omar, Tohir, Tohir. He says, it's clean. He ruled like a Kodesh Baruch. The Gemara, the Masechet Nozir, the Gemara Masechet Nozir, Dav Samach Heyom Et Beis. So over there, Pirush HaTam, the Gemara explains the reason. Why Takeh? Why is Sofik Toher? So because the Pasuk, when the Pasuk concludes, the Pasuk is Zoyis Toira Sabat, the Toira says, Omar Kro, Letarei Oy Letamei, either clean or impure. The Torah starts off first with Tahara. Hoyul posav by ha'kosuv betara p'chila. Since the posik opens up first with Tahara, it says first letare. So when you have a suffix, you do betara p'chila. First thing is Tahara. When you're not sure, you make Tahara. That's why it says letare, that's the first thing. V'huva ba'rash, seperik dal de negoyim, this is brought down in the Rash, in this end of the fourth chapter of Nevoi. So he says, we need to understand what is this about the aspect of the Tanoim and the Moroim? What is it about them? Shonuroyim, for we see as Hamoifsim Ha'atsumim Shohoyu Yecholim Lasus. We saw the miraculous things that they were able to do. Yeah, hello.
Stay in my house, so yeah. It's not like.
So what is it about Tanoim Amoroim? Shonuroyim as Hamoifsim Ha'atsumim Shohoyu Yecholim Lasus. Like we see the great, powerful miracles that they were able to do, the signs. Kimoy, like we find in the Gemara, Rav Pinchas ben Yoir, Perikama de Chulin. Over there we find in the story of Rav Pinchas ben Yoir, in the first chapter of Chulin, Sha'amar, he said, Ginoi naro chaloikli, memecha. He said he ordered the river of Ginoi to split the waters. Umiyad niskayim. And immediately it was fulfilled. Can you believe one person on a Moreh, he had to go on the way. He's going for a mitzvah, but he had to go. He said the water should split. The Gemara continues, not only for himself, also to split. The other guy, even the guy should be able to go through there. The Gemara talks over there. So, by one Amor it happened, Mashe Mis'ach Sif Yachad Moshe Rabbeinu V'shishim Ribu Yisrael. That even when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together with the 600,000 Yidin, Gabe Kriyas Yamsuf, by the splitting of the Sea of Reeds, Hoya Zapela. This was a wonder, but Kriyas Yamsuf. And here, just Atana, he just walks by, he says, split it, and it walks by. Also, the Rebbe doesn't say it over here, but over there it was through the wind, it was the Ruach Kodim Azu Kol HaLayla. Here it doesn't seem like the wind. He just says, split, and he went through. V'chein, Amru, likewise we find, the sages tell us, that Zutra Devechu, Demechaye, Meis. He says, the smallest amongst you, meaning the least important of the students, have the ability to resurrect the dead. They can make the dead alive. So, v'zochu l'kol zeh, how did they merit all these powers? Al yidei esek torosom, through their occupation with the Torah.
It's a
quote.
Now I know. Yeah. Where he took those quotes.
Through esek torosom. Yeah, so this is so that because this was the job of the Amoraim Torah, was the Torah.
Amazing. They also read the.
Tzorich Lavayir Tchilo. So first we need to explain Pirush Kriyas Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekoru Boi Chachomeinu Zichreinu Levracha Zabori Yizborach. We have to first explain the meaning of the name we call Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed is He, which He was called by our Chachomeinu Zichreinu Levracha, by the Chazal, by our sages of blessed memory, as a Beis Baruch. And also, the Inyan Pirush Mesivta Derekia. And also, what is the idea of the Heavenly Academy? Because we say, Kutsha Brichu says one thing, and then we have a Mesivta Derekia. What's going on there? We have to first explain that. Well, Inyan, the idea is, Kihine Kodesh Bechinas Keser. When we say Kodesh, that is the level of Keser. Okinoida, says in parentheses, as known, Me'inyan, Kodesh, Yia, Gadil, Pera. It says by the Nozir that he should be Kodesh and he should growing wild, his hair growing open. So he also used the word Kodesh. That means that, so over there it's explained that it's a level of Keser. Shenemar Gabinoz, written with regard to Nozir. V'ayisham bilukutu toyra, lukum bilukutu toyra. Afal pi shalipomim. And although at sometimes Bechinas Tiferes da Atzilus Nikro Kodesh, sometimes we will call the level of Tiferes Atzilus Kodesh Zehu, that is Liyes Kishoidesh HaTiferes from Bechinas Keser. That is because the Tiferes is rooted from the level of Keser. So because of its level of Keser, we call it Kodesh also. And the reason is, Kihu, in the parentheses, he explains, Kihu mikavo emtsoi. Because that comes from the middle. You have Chesed on the right, Gevura on the left, and Tiferes you have in the middle. So that is from the middle one. And Velochein, and therefore, also Mitiferes de Ema, that means from the level of Tiferes of Bina, the Chochma Bina Das, Chesed Gevura Tiferes, we have the Chesed Gevura Tiferes. The Tiferes of Bina, which is the middle, Nasi Keser Lezo. That becomes a Keser for Zo. So it all goes through the middle. Through in the level of Bina, it goes through the middle level, through the level of Tiferes. And that becomes a Keser for Zo, for the Midas, the 6 meters below. Umi Tiferes the Zo, and from the level of Tiferes of Zo, which is the Chesed Gevura of Atzilus itself, level of Tiferes, Nase Kesel Nukva, that becomes a crown for Nukva. Harei Katiferes, so you see that this is because Tiferes Shayich Lubchinas Kesel, that's why, because it's connected to Kesel, that's why we call it Kodesh. But basically it is Kesel, so because we see all the Tiferes, how they line up with the level of Kesel. V'ayin Berabeis Parshas Bolok, Asher B'choes Poyechulu, So look at the Medrash Rabbe on the Pesach Chospoir, that Torah v'nitna b'reisho. So a Torah is the crown that was given on his head. Chulayin Shom over there, he explains it. By Mashakosef Mizeh, also look what is written with regards to this Bibiur in the explanation of Pesach Hareini Es Marecho. Show me your look. The Gamkamashi is Boyer Lekaman, and also as it will be explained later on, in addition to all these inyonim, he's trying to explain still the connection between Keser and Tiferes. Tiferes, Yesha Oru Gedoyla Mein Soboruchu, that in Tiferes there is even a greater shine from the Blessed Ein Sof, Yeser Mibi Midas Chesed Gevura, even more than in the other Midas. Other measure of Chesed Gevura. Ba'al Yidei Zeh, and because he gets a higher level from the Midas, Hu HaPoyel HaYizkalus Midas Chesed Gevura, that's why he impacts the inclusions of the opposite Midas Chesed Gevura, and Tiferes combines them because it comes from a higher place. In order to combine them, you have to come from a higher place. Ba'oruzu Zehu Mimchinas HaKesed, and that Ha'oru comes from level of Keser. And Kumash Kos Bezer Per Se Parshas Truma Dav Kuf Ayin Bei Hei Ob Beis. In Al Posik Vabri Chatich and Chulu, he talks about the middle bar that went in the Mishkan, that was in the middle, that passed through around and around, all around, which means that it goes, the middle one, which is Tiferes, this is the middle bar, which is Tiferes, is between Chesed and Gevura, in the middle, that goes around and around, which means it reaches in deeper into the level, the higher level of Kesel. So this is all the parentheses over here to explain the general idea that the connection, that even though we're talking now in this Maimer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we're trying to explain that Kodesh is the level of Kesel, it's not a contradiction in the fact that sometimes we call it Tiferes Keser, because Tiferes is actually connected to Keser, is rooted in Keser, and therefore it has all these extra abilities, and it could be Mekalma, Koyvel, Chesed Gevura, as explained in all these places that he references. So the Keser, now going back, the Keser, Nikra Kodesh. Keser is called Kodesh. Why is it called Kodesh? The Hainu, Shul Bechinas Kodesh, Shumuvdol, that he is holy and separated, and he is higher than the boundaries, than the limitations, than the fences of the ishtals, of the evolution of the ishtals, the orderly chain reaction, the way things come down in the level of the ishtals. This is keser, meaning it's surrounded, it's above. So that's the idea of kodesh. What is u baruchu? What is the idea of Baruch Hu? It's Bechinas Chokhmah. That is the level of Chokhmah. Shehu Reishis HaYishtalshulus. That's the first in the order of Ishtalshulus. That's the level of Chokhmah, it's in Ishtalshulus. The Reishis HaGilui, and that's the first revelation. In other words, the first Gilui that it comes down in a way that it can be perceived that it's already limited into the level of Ishtalshulus. So Nimtza, so what does it turn out? Kodesh, the word Kodesh, Ubechina Sevim Kulam. That's the level that surrounds all worlds. Ubaruch is Bechina Sevim Kulam. Baruch is the level of the Malakulam. So Kodesh and Baruch is the level of Sevim Malakulam. Vakei Kodesh Hazal, B'Shem Zeh. And that's why our sages of blessed memory, Achachomene Tuchim Rechim, called him B'Shem Zeh, HaKodesh Baruch. Why do they call HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is Baruch? Sevim Kolam and Malach Kolam, because he is both. He is Sevim and Malach Kolam. Behine, Betevas Baruch, Yergam Tishnei Perushim. Also in the word Baruch, there's also two interpretations. Ha'alef, number one is Meloshin, from the language, Mahamelech Shloimoi Baruch. That the king Shloimoi is blessed. Shapirush, what is the meaning? Is Shuhun is Baruch. Baruch means he is a blessed one. Not that you're blessing, but he is blessed. He's Baruch. Bahainu shebekabel habrocha, he receives the blessing. Ad shenase Baruch, you become a blessed. You receive the blessing, so you become a blessed person. You're a person that was blessed. Shapirush habeis, and the second interpretation of Baruch is Hainu shu Baruch. That he is blesses, that he is the blesser. That means he's the source of all the blessings. So Mevorach is Hakol. He's Baruch. He's a blesser, source of blessings. So Mevorach is Hakol. He blesses everybody. Like I've written about this in the verse, the Vatanah Chizikalu. And both of these interpretations are true. And they're both true. Even though, for behold, even though we explained the Chokhmah Nikra Baruch, the Chokhmah is called Baruch, as it says in the Pri Yitzchayim, she Yisoid Abba Nikra Baruch, the element, the foundation of Abba Chokhmah, is called Baruch. Nevertheless, Lepamim Nikra Hamachus Baruch. Sometimes we refer to also the level of Malchus as Baruch. This is the idea that the king Shlomo was Baruch. The recipient, Shlomo was a recipient of the Baruch. Malchus is the recipient of the Baruch. And the Chochmah is the level that is Mevorach, that's the source of the Baruch. The Prince of Ayin Bezoyar, Reish Parshis, Breishis, Dav Gimel Soif Amad Aleph, Beinyan Ois Beis. He talks about the letter base. The letter base is the same words as bracha. The hu siman bracha. That's a sign for blessing. The level of the word base.
I'm sorry.
The Torah begins with the base, with Bereshis bracha. One's like ubezoyar harakia shom, and in the zoyar harakia that's the sefer on the zoyar shom shubechinas malchus chul. That is the level of malchus chul. V'chein mashma. The Zohar, Reish Parsha Vayirkash Daf Reish Hamad Beis, Aposiki Ato Avinu. That it's level of Malchus. Vayim B'meire Oir Ois Beis, Simon Lamed Tes, Simon Lamed Hei. Vayim, and over there in chapter 39 and 35, Vayim B'Parsha Tukud Derav Samchal of Amad Aleph, 261 on side A, Parsha Tukud Derav, B'Migdash Melech Shom Gabi Baruch. So this is all shows that the level of Baruch is in the level of Malchus. V'hu kipirush alav de Baruch. That is like we said before, the first meaning of Baruch, the recipient, he is blessed, he's been blessed. He's a Baruch. Hainu shuhum is Baruch, that is, he is blessed. U'mekabel ha-brocha, and he receives the blessing. V'kach ha-malchus, he mekabeles ha-brocha v'amshocha melmaila. Malchus receives the blessing from above. V'hainu mebchinas chokhmah, Shunikru Baruch. That comes from the level of Chachma, which is also Baruch, but that is Kipirush HaBeis. That is the second one in Mekoyra Baruch. That is the source of the blessing. V'hainu, and this is the Rashi Tevis of the word Baruch, the abbreviation of the word Baruch, Beis, the level of Baruch is Rosh Tevis. Roish u'makir kol bracha. See, it's not in the same order, but it's Beis Reish Vav Ches. So it's Roish u'makir kol bracha. It's the head and the source of a blessing. So that's the meaning of the word Baruch. K'me shekosu bepardes be'erech Baruch, as it says in the Pardes in the word Aruch of them, in the Erech Aruch. U'kimoy bricha. It's like a bricha. A bricha means also like a pool. Shemamshichim mimeno mayim lekoil. That you draw water from it, from the pool of water, you draw water to everything. Elo, but rather shabricha haynam shoche shekvar nimshach mibchinas chokma. The bricha is already the emshoche that has already been drawn from the level of chokma shenikra. Baruch moker habricha. That's already, it's been, the bricha is already received from the baruch, the blessings, and it's already, which is the sort of bricha. That's why it's called bricha. This is baruch, because he gives the bricha its blessing. Bezehu shekosu bezoyar, and this is what the Zohar says, ihu baruch, v'ihi bracha. He, the zohar, the male, he is baruch. And she is bracha. Okay? It's the... So it says pirush. So what does it mean? I ha-malchus nikra bracha. The malchus is called bracha. She b'chinas m'malchus l'almin. That's the love of malchus l'almin. Malchus kol elamin. Your kingdom is the king of all the worlds, because that fills the world. That's the level of malchus of Etzel's bracha. Ihu haynu yisoid abba. That is the element, the foundation abba. That's chokhmah. Nikra baruch. He's the male. The female is the recipient, and the male is the giver. So kihu moker hamashpia bebechinas malakalmin. Because chokhmah is the source that gives the flow into malakalmin. Ochein lemaylo mechokhmah en yochalov klal bebechinas malakalmin. But higher than the level of Chochma, that cannot come down at all in the level of a Malach Lama. Raksevu Klama. That only, if you're talking about the level of Kesed, that only can come in a way of Sevu Klama. It cannot come down in Malach Lama. Keinu Yochel Lova Bizgalus Klal, it cannot come at all to be revealed, Liyiz Bechines Mamali, to be in the level of Mali. Rakusevu Makiv, rather he surrounds and he circles. Va'aros Yizorechas Behelim. And it shines in a hidden way. Kiyodua, as it's known, Shoira Pnimi Vaira Makif, Dvekim Zebazem, that the inner light and the surrounding light are connected to each other. But what happens? So they're both there. Aki Oira Makif, Eine Meir Bitter Hakeli Bibchines Pnimi Spikoli. But the light that surrounds does not shine inside of the vessel in an inner revealed way. Why? Oira Kotl. Because the light is very strong, powerful, and the vessel does not limit the light at all. So it's too large, it's too big, too powerful. But still, a ray, a shine from the line of Makif, that does shine in a hidden way, in an open way, in the Keli. It says the Maki polishes half of the Keli from the outside. The Pnimi polishes it from the inside. The Maki from the outside. So in order to polish it, it does have Behelem, it does work. And this is what the Pasuk says. Chokhma comes from Ayin. Why? Ki Chokhma Hireshis Hagilu. Chokhma is the beginning of the revelation. Starting from Chokhma on, Shaila b'chinas ishtalshlus, there applies the idea of ishtalshlus, the evolution starts from Chokhma. שהבינה מקבלת מחוכמה, והחוכמה בינה ריסיס מחוכמה, ובהבינה נמשך במידויס, and from בינה comes down later on to the midois, דרך אילה ואולול, by a cause and effect, and a chain reaction. ולכן נקרא חוכמה ברוך. And that's why the חוכמה is called ברוך. אבל החוכמה מהכסף. But the way חוכמה is in כסף is ksiv me'ayin tamotzi. That comes from ayin, which means there's a leaper, shaloki derech hishtalshus. It's not in a orderly, an evolved way, in an ordered way, from one to the other. It comes from nothing. In other words, there's a jump, there's a leap over there. V'lochei nemer timotze will be found chul. Not in created, but it'll sort of comes by itself. V'gam ha'kesed, and also the kesed, nimshech malchus de ein sof, comes from the level of malchus of the ein sof. Shurak b'chinas oyer v'ziv ma'amaitzil atzma, which is only a light and a ray from the creator, from the one who makes that, the mitzel everything by himself. As for example, the ziv, which doesn't affect a change in the essence, etc. So he says in the parentheses like this, V'lochein k'ra'uhu chazal ha-kodesh baruch hu. And that's why our sages of blessed memory call him a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We call both Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shehu b'chinas Seviv Kol Almim. That is the level of Seviv Kol Almim. Mashal L'mayla Mishtal Shulus, which is above the level of evolution. Al Kein Nikra Kodesh, and that's why he's called Kodesh, because of the level that is higher. Ba'alzen niskar, and for this we mention l'shoin hoido. What do we say? We use the language because we're talking about the level which is seviv kol ha'almim. Therefore, we use the lashon that we acknowledge and we admit, sort of something which is beyond our comprehension. We don't say, "Oh, we understand. We grasp." We perceive. We say moedim. Moedim means we agree. Hoido, which is beyond the seichel. On nachloch ukomayshe kosu meinyan bracha vehoido. Like I've written with regard from the subject of bracha vehoido, bibiur al posik in the explanation of the verse ato itzavto kol gulis oretz, and also b'divra maskel in the maimer which begins with the words of Yehuda ato. So that is the level of Kodesh, which is Seviv Kol Almim. Ubechinas Mimala Kol Almim, and then you have the level of that fills the world, Hu Mashin Nimshach, is that which extends Al Derech HaYishtalshulus, by the path of the Yishtalshulus, the evolution, V'nikra Baruch, and that's called Baruch. So you have the Kodesh that comes down to Baruch. Ulefi shasoviv meir b'mamali, and because the soviv shines in mamali, rak shaharosei zoydeches behelam. Since the soviv does shine in mamali, but it shines in a way of a helam of hidden al kain. Therefore, beis abchina is both levels of Kodesh Baruch HaKodesh Shemechel. It becomes all one, because we're talking about the way Hashem shines and impacts in this world in a hidden way, but it does impact in the same Kalam too. So that's why we gave it one name, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shehu Yizbarich Seviv Kalam and Malach Kalam, that He surrounds and fills all the worlds. V'ayim HaShekosuv, and look what I've written in Seif Divra HaMaskel in the end of the Maimer HaShabseh Tishmeru. The Pirush over there, in the meaning of Ani Havaya, that I am Hashem, Ani and Havaya, the Kulachad, it's all one, Ein Shom. Velachere Yesh Loimar, Lachere, we can also say, Shezehu Inyan, Gimul Bechines Shebekedusha, the three levels of Kedusha. because we have like Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have Kodesh Baruch and Yimlech. So we have Kodesh Baruch and Yimlech. Kodesh is Bechinas Keser. Umimenu Nimshach Bechochma. And from Keser comes the Chochma Vizeo Baruch, Kodesh Baruch. V'achakach Nimshach Bechinas Malchus. And then it comes to Malchus, which is Yimlech. Ki Inyan. As V'amelech Shleime Baruch. The King Shleime was blessed. So you have the blessing as it comes down into Malchus. Vizeo Yimlech. That's the third thing. That's the Yimlech. Ach Bezoira Rekia V'parshish Bereshish Shom. But in Zohar Kiyan, Parshas Bereishis, he explains Inyan Yimloch, that the idea of Yimloch should begin as some shochel yoyno bifnei atzma. He says that is a upper that extends independently. Besides Kodesh Baruch, there is a Yimloch. There's another level. Milvad begin as some shochel the Baruch chulu. That besides the level of Baruch, there is also a separate one which is called Yimloch. But not that the same one is extends into Malchus, as the Rebbe is suggesting over here. Ubeis Bechinas Baruch Hanal, and these two Bechinas of Baruch, Zeu Gamkein Inyan, that's also, now what does he mean, the Beis Bechinas of Baruch Hanal? Because on one hand, we're saying, because according to the Zohar Kiya, it's not. I mean, there's two levels of Hamshacha. One Baruch comes from Sevek to Chochma, and the other one comes from Chochma into Malchus. Melech Shleime Baruch. So because you have, he says Melech Shleime Baruch. So you have the Shleime Baruch, and then you have Baruch which comes from Sevek to Malchus. You have the Baruch comes down to Keser. So these two levels is also Gamkin Inyan that we say Pesach Baruch V'Chosim Baruch. You know, the blessings, they start with a Baruch and they end with a Baruch HaMavur B'Mokam Achar, which is explained elsewhere. But the Bram Maschil Lahovin Inyan Abrochas, and the minor begins with to understand the idea of the Brochas. Yeah.
I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
That just gives me.
Yeah.
Did you hear such an expression
for myself, not for myself directly. We'll do Perek Beis. Inyan Misifta Derekiyahu. So what is the idea? So now we know what Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're trying to explain there was a machloikis in the Misifta Derekiyah between Kutcha Brichu and Misifta Derekiyah. So we just touched what Kutcha Brichu is, Kodesh is Sovev, Malchus Baruch, because they come together, they affect in the world. The Kodesh comes into the world in the way of Baruch, so that's why it's Kodesh Baruch Hu, is one name. So we're talking Hashem is Mamala and the Sevev of Kol Alma. So now we have to understand what is the level of Masifta Derekia, what is the heavenly Akarat. Okay, Hine Kisiv, for behold it's written, Udemus al Roshe Hachaya is Rekia Ke'en Akarach. It says the image on the head of the Chaya is a Rikia, was like a firmament, that was a covering, was a sky, which was, on top of Chaya was Ke'en HaKerach, was like the ice chulu. This is from the verse. V'yesh Chivon Tatoin, V'yesh Chivon Eloim, there is Chayis on the low level, Tatoin, and then there's chayes on top. There's higher level of chayes. Chivon tatoen, the lower level of chayes, heim hamerkava. That's the merkava, the bria yitzira asiya. In bria yitzira asiya, we have the chayes, which is machne michoel, machne gabriel, v'harokia shal rosheyem. And when we say there is a sky on top of the Rosh HaChaya, what is that sky? Zehu mibchinas Malchus da'atzilus. That is from the level of Malchus da'atzilus. So that's the lower, the Chivon Eloin. And the upper level of Chayis, Hein Ha'ovis. Hein Ha'ovis, those are the forefathers. Avram Yitzchuk v'Yakov, Avram Yitzchuk, which are Chagas, Chesed Gvurot Teferes, da'atzilus. I mean, we had also at length in the previous Maimer in Behenif, by Yom Ruchai, about the different levels of and explaining about that the Shvatim are 12 are in the level of Bri, Tzida, Bri, and then you have the Ovis in the level of Atzilus. Varikia Shal Reisham Ubechinas Bina. And the Rikia, which is on top of their head, is the level of Bina. Because they are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and Bina is above them. As it says in the Zohar, in the portion of Vayakel, Dafresh Gimel, Soif Amad Aleph, Al Posik, on the verse, Hashemayim, Shomayim. It says, Hashemayim, Shomayim, Lashem. So it says two times, Hashemayim, Shomayim. So Beis Bechinas Shomayim, these are the two levels of Shomayim. Hainu, Shomayim Eloin, the upper level, that's the level of Bina, which is above the Shomayim of the Ovis. Shomayim Tatoin, and the lower level of Shomayim, that's the level of Malchus, that comes from Malchus, which is a Rikia for the lower level. Who Beis Bechinas Rikia now? These are the two levels of the Rikia that we say, Udmusa Rosh Achayitz Rikia Keina Kerach, and then you have one, and then you have another. Two level Rikia. As it says in the Pardes, in the Erech of Rekia. And look what I wrote about the subject, the apostle on the verse, Hanoisen Sheleg Katzomer, Hanoisen Katzomer, Vatam Shenikro Habino Rekia, who, and the reason why Bina is called Rekia is, Kimavur B'mokom Achad, is it explained elsewhere, Al-Posik, and the verse Halleluhu Birkia Uze. And the verse Halleluhu Birkia Uze, praise in the Rikia his strength. So it says over there, Inyan Gimel Bechinas, the idea of the three levels, Oir, Mayim, Rikia. Oir, light, Mayim, water, Rikia, the Rikia. Shehem Gimel Bechinas, those are the three levels of Keser, Chochma, and Bina. So exactly, ki al derech moshul ba'odom. Like for example, by a person ha'oir. So ha'odom, kadem ha'odom ki al derech moshul ba'odom ha'oir hu b'chinas mokoir ha'chokhma. The light that's the source of the chokhma. V'nikro maskil, that's called maskil. Shu mokoir ha'seichel, that's the root, the source from the seichel comes from. Maskil is the idea of being able to understand. And this later on extends from the maskil, the revelation of the seichel, that's nikramayim, that's called water. There's the source, then there is the maskil, and the scholar, the understanding. And then when it comes to actual grasping, then nikramayim, then it's called like the rikia. Kirokia who commercial kosu, because rikia is as like the pasuk says, rikia ke'ein hakerach. Rikia is similar to the ice. What is ice? Ice is the same water, but the water has become frozen. Shakerach hainu. What is kerach? Is ice. Mashenigladu hamayim. That the water froze and became. That became. So it's not a different thing, it's the same, but it's just frozen. Kihine mayim naidi, because water moves around. But ice, you cannot change it and to move it around and to bend it. And likewise, once the seichel comes into the level of asoge, then it's nikro kerach, then it's called ice chol. Then it's ice, because you... In other words, you solidified. You have come down in a very strong way. Now it's there. And he came up. I asked him. Ba'ayim ha'shekosu b'dibur ha'maschil ba'yoyim ha'shmini sholach b'inyan mashlich karche kifitim. So over there, so mashlich karche kifitim. So also the idea of karchoi over there, the kerach of the eyes. V'lochein binino mekarno v'kursayim. That's why it's bina is the one that nests v'kursayim. Kursayim is in the chair, that represents the level of bria. Shehu Hameid B'Gan Eden Elyon. That shines in the upper level of Gan Eden, comes down from Bina. Balzen Nemad, and on this it's written, V'nor Yeitze Me'Eden V'Hashki Ses Hagon. Hagon already, that's the level of Gan Eden Elyon. So we say that a Nor, a river, will go out from the Eden, that is from the level of Bina, Lahashkis is Hagon, to water the Gan, to water the Gan Eden Elyon that comes from the level of Bina, Kidavki La'achat, Shanimshak B'mchinas Bina V'asoga, for specifically, after it comes from the level of Bina Soga, Oz Yuchal L'hoyel N'sham is B'Gan Eden, then it can come down to the souls in Gan Eden. So that's when it becomes Kerach, when it can come down to the level of Gan Eden. Masha'en ki b'chinas Chokhmah, as opposed to the level of Chokhmah, v'adayin l'mayla me'ha'asoga, is still beyond the understanding. V'ayim v'zeh b'biur, aposik v'aydaber chulu anoichi chulu, b'divra maschel rei anoichi nesim. V'lochein nikra, Gan Eden ha'elyein, nisivta d'rekiya. And that's why the upper level of Gan Eden is called the Heavenly Academy. It's Mesifta of the Rakia, which means Kirikia Nikra Bechinas Bina. That is Rakia, that's the level of Bina. Shehu HaRakia, that is the Rakia Shagabe Chivin Allah. That is the Rakia which is on top of the upper level of the Chais of the Avos Kiniskele, as mentioned before. This Pashtuso and to its expansion and extension, lahoyid began Eden Elyon, that it comes down to shine into the upper level of Gan Eden, nikra mesifta derakia. So that becomes the mesifta academy of derakia. The davke mibchinas bina, and specifically from the level of bina, shibchinas rakia, which is level rakia, the hainu kishanim shech ha'oyid begeder hasogen. When this light comes down, is extended in the level of Asoga, ze yuchalis nimshach hagan Eden. So from this, you can extend the level of Gan Eden. Sheyu nimshachim, sheyu nani meziv hashchina, v'mchina Asoga mamish, so that they should enjoy the ray of the Shechina in a way of understanding mamish. V'ayim ha-shekozim divra maschal lech l'cho, V'ayim b'seif shalbein n'chelik beis sey parche hei, v'ayim b'zoi r'rekiya parche v'yakil, v'dav tzei shu beis amadal. So this is all the madrega of Mesif t'rekiya. Okay, what time do we have now? The hinei, and the hold, ha-zoichim l'madrega zu, the Mesif t'rekiya. Those who merit this level of the academy of above, shu b'chinas gavoya me'oid, which is a very high level, Sheshorshoi Rakia, whose root is the heavens, the Rakia, the Agabe Chivin Elon, which is on top of the upper level of Chayis. Hainu Bina de Atzilus, that is the level of Bina Atzilus, Hameir Bagan Eden Elyon, which shines in Gan Eden Elyon. So the Kucha Brichu, and then we have Kucha Brichu, the high level, Osili Shtashoi Imam Gan Eden. So he comes to sort of be mishtasheya, to enjoy their company, to be with them in Gan Eden. Shuaris keser v'chokma the atzilus, that is the ray of keser v'chokma the atzilus. Kol zeh hu b'chines al yena ma'id, that is all a very high level. V'haynu al yidei esek ha-toyre l'shma, that comes through the occupation. Learning of toyre l'shma, you get that level. Sh'ayidei zeh mamshichim, through this, you bring down Toisus Oyer Began Eden, additional light to Gan Eden, because you get now, instead of just getting Masifta Derekiah, now you're getting the Kucha Brichu to come to join you, to be Mishtasheya with you. Kamay Shekosuv, Drocheo Darki Noyam, that her ways are ways of pleasantness. Ukamay Shekosuv Maskur Uchul. Says, Vizeh Hoyo Koleise Katanoim Vamayroim. This was the whole occupation of the Tanoim and the Meroim, is the ways of Torah. Torah Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda hoya matzlid mitlosin yoyim mitlosin yoyim. Rabbi Yehuda would daven from 30 days to 30 days, meaning only once in 30 days. Ki hine inyan ha-Torah va-Tfilah, for behold, the idea of Torah Tfilah hainu שהתפילה היא כמו על דרך משול, the תפילה is by way of example, הקדומה והכונה לעיסק התורה, it's an introduction and a preparation for the occupation of Torah. So the tefillah becomes an introduction for Torah. Shatfilah he leaves boinim begdula Ein Sof Baruch Hu. The tefillah is to meditate about the greatness of the Blessed Ein Sof. So he's going to explain now. They davened only 30 days because we see the tefillah is an introduction to the learning of the Torah, and they had a level of limud haTorah. Kinei inyan haTorah v'atfilah. That is to meditate about the Blessed Ein Sof's greatness. Actually, the law say in Cheker how there is no investigating his greatness. And how the whole Ishtaushal, the whole evolution of the Olimus, from the highest of those levels to the end of those levels, which is the source of their bringing into being and their life of the people of the human of the creations, hurak ma'orakas levad, which is just from one shine alone. Shurakad al-Khamoshu, which is only by way of example, kitibra negad al-yam, to take one drop and measure it next to the whole sea, next to the ocean. V'yosim is ein arech, and even more than without any measure, more than no comparison. L'chein kol akorev yosir, the more the closer you are. Anyone who is closer, kamei is baruch towards Hashem, who yeser mibichinas bittel, then you're more nullified. You're more bittel, because before him, in other words, level, in other words, when you measure it next to him in the Hashem's presence over there, when you it's kula kolei choshev, everything is before him. There is nothing is counted. B'leis machshava tvisa beklal. And there's no thought that can grasp it at all. These are all the meditation of the davening that comes before the learning. From this meditation, the worry and the bitterness will be extended. The person will start to worry and become bitter. He'll start feeling bad about his own situation, realizing his littleness, his nothingness, his total lack of anything in his distance. So that would be similar to what our sages tell us, that the secrets of the Torah are not given over only to one to a person whose heart, his word inside. What does it mean that a person's heart word is inside? We're not talking about depression over here, sadness in a sense of atzvus. For the sages of truth, the sages who teach the Kabbalah, Chachm Emes has pushed away, have told the person not to be in any sense of loneliness, of depressions or sadness. That's no good. But what do we mean over here when we talk about being doyeg, being worried? Mashiyidag libe v'yismarmer, that is talking that his heart worries and he's bitter. Mimashi yevshel asik, is from the fact that he cannot grasp Gilui Atzmuyus Elokusis Baruch, the revelation of the essence of Hashem. That he cannot grasp that. Kigam, that's what his bitterness is. Not bitter about dirt. He's bitter that he wants to be able to get more revelation. Kigam HaGilui Sheba'ilmus HaLyonim Huraki Tipachas Levat Chulukinal. It's like one drop alone. He's like he's frustrated with the fact that he cannot get more. He wants more. And he can't get it. So that's even, we're not talking about even what comes down in Gan Eden Elyon, even that drop he can't get. That drop alone, which is one drop next to the sea, even that drop he can't get. As opposed to the blessed Ein Sof, actually that, it's not even shaykh, you're not getting it, it's totally removed. This is all the preparation of the davening. This is the idea of davening. In the explanation, the inyan cholas ava, the idea of cholas ava. with regards to those who occupy themselves with Torah, the Pasuk states, Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Misamchilim. Pikudei Havaya Yishorim Misamchilim. That the mitzvahs of Hashem are straight, they rejoice the heart. So that means, as opposed to what we were learning before, that the level of tefillah is a level of daiga, mishadoig bikirbei, the idea of daiga, the idea of meriris, the idea of bitterness, the idea of the person's contemplation on his distance from Hashem. With regards to Torah, it says fakir, that it rejoices the heart. In the parentheses, he says, look over there in that minor. So, from the fact that it says they will rejoice the heart, it seems like the person's heart in of itself is broken, is not rejoicing. The mitzvahs of Hashem will be mesamche, they will rejoice your heart, they will turn it around from being in a not state of joy into a level of joy. That they rejoice. Mashma. So from this it appears, that in the beginning it wasn't so. The tchila wasn't rejoicing. Because inside him, his heart, he was worried. He was bedaig. Similar to what was mentioned before, that there is the level of daiga, the level of worry, because the person's level of being able to perceive Hashem is only like a drop in the ikionus, which is also and more, much less than that, and his bitterness. So that is the level of daiga, and through the level of Torah, he rejoices. How does that happen? If the person is so upset, and he's daiga, the Torah will rejoice. But through Torah starting, his heart will rejoice. And that is, although to Hashem's greatness there is no investigation, and there is no thought that can grasp him at all. Abol al yidei esek ha-toyro sha-nefesh hitfisobo. However, through the occupation of Torah, which the soul grabs hold in, azai, so then al yidei zeh hitfiso umislabeshes ba-kodesh baruch ha-mamesh. Then you actually connect, then you grasp, and it dresses up Mamash and Hashem. When you grasp Torah, you're actually grasping Hashem. The Reis of Kutchum Brichu Kuluchad, because Hashem and the Torah is really one. Ukumashikosu Bebeinim, as it's written in the Beinim, that's in the Tanya, in Chelik Ala, Pedik Dalet Hey, Ayin Shom, in the chapters 4 and 5, look over there, that you will see that the level of Torah is the level of Hubachachmos Echa, the level of Torah, which is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you're learning the Torah, you're mamash connected with Hashem. So that's why that will bring you to rejoicing, because you will no longer be far away from Hashem, because through the level of Torah, you're actually connecting with Hashem. V'ayim HaShekosuf Mizeh, and see what I wrote about this, the Parshas Acharei, in the portion of Acharei, Al Posik Ki Bayim HaZeh Yichaper Chulu, on the verse, Zau Inyan, and this is also the idea that we say that Yisrael miskashron b'iraisa b'iraisa v'kutchum richu. We say that the Jews tie to Torah, and the Torah is tied to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're talking about that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. So the Yid learns Torah, and the Torah is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukmoi HaKesher Shemechaber Shnei Dvorim Miyuchot, just like a tie, a knot, that ties together two separate things. You take two separate strings and you tie them together. So you take two separate things And through the tie, you take two separate things. They should be tied and united together with a strong and powerful knot. Like we find the idea of kesher, it says v'nefesh yohainason nikshura b'nefesh David, that the soul of yohainason is tied to the soul of David. Hinei, behold, mitzvah sakriya b'dibur b'dibre toirohu. He says the mitzvah of reading, verbalizing words, in the words of Torah. There's a mitzvah to actually speak these words of Torah. You're talking about the words of Torah. So what is the idea of the Dibur? In Mivuar, B'Sefer Yitzira, it's explained in the book of creation, Sefer Yitzira, She'eser Sfiris B'li Ma, that the Eser Sfiris, the 10 Sfiris, when he talks about the 10 Sfiris, he says that blima without what? Kishal heves, kishura begachelas, and they are similar to a flame, like it's tied to the gachelas, to a coal. Blima means without a substance. They're 10 spheres without a substance, but and they are compared just like a flame, which is tied to the gachelas, to the coal. So v'aderech moshla shel heves, and similar to the flame, kishehi b'toich hagacheles, he b'bchinas helam. That when you look at a flame, before the flame, when it's outside, you see a fire, you see a burning fire, there's a flame. But before there is a flame, the flame is inside the gacheles, it's inside the coal. You have to blow it on the coal to get the flame to come out, but it's there before. No, but lechatchila the rechmosha shel heves kshehi b'toich hagacheles, when it's inside of the coal, he bebechinas helam. That's in a way of hidden. I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. Ukedei lahamshich hashel heves mehelam el hagilui, and in order to bring out, to draw the flame, that it should come from the hidden, from inside the gacheles, el agilu, to the open, who al yidei ruach hanefeach bekoyach, that's through the wind of the one who blows with strong blows on the coal. That's how you get the flame. V'ayim hashekosu, going back just to the parentheses, v'ayim hashekosu seydiv ramaschu chulu v'yoyim hazeh yechaper. Look what I write in v'yoyim hazeh yechaper v'inyan b'chinas Sur Elyon. They talk about the rock of above. As we say, Tsur Chayenu, what we say, the rock of our life. Shumoker Achayis, which is the source of life. There's the idea of Tsur. Also, there is an Indian of it, doesn't say there's an Indian of Chalmish Tsur. There's different levels because a Tsur is like the stone, like you have a flint stone. And inside of the stone, you have hidden the fire. And when you bang it, you're going to get the spark from it. It's a different level than the gacheles, but it just sent you, told you, told that maimedit. So it says the kach, and the same thing is al derech moshul, by way of example, ayidei hevel peshel hamedaber divrei Torah, through the ear of the mouth of the one who speaks words of Torah. Shehu bechinas, the speech is called liruach memalalo. This is the targum when it says vahi adam le nefesh chayim. The pasuk says that the human being was created. He said Hashem made him to a ruach memalalo, to a ruach that speaks. That means that through the level of speaking al yidei zeh mamshich oira Torah mimekoyro, that how you bring down the light of Torah mimikoyro, from its source, mehahelam elagilu, from the hidden state to the revealed state. So in the parentheses, v'ayim b'igeres hakodesh. So if Dibur Hamaschil, look in the Igeres Hakodesh, in the end of the letter that starts with the words v'yaz David Shom gabe, with regard to ubiraisem iskayim alma, that with the Torah the world exists, is kibit deburam Mamshichim chulu, because over there it says, because through their speech they draw down. So it's the ruach memalo, it's the speak, the retoida that brings down the level from the hidden to the revealed. Just like the emotional, the gacheles comes out, the flame comes from the gacheles. Zehu, this is why we say shemevorchim, we say the bracha, noisen hatoira, who gives the Torah, loshen hoyve and loshen present. Why don't we say baruch ato Hashem elikenu, nosan hatoira, Hashem has given us the Torah at Har Sinai. Why are we saying noisen hatoira, who gives us the Torah? The Torah has already been given, it's not present. No, we say noisen hatoira, he gives us now the Torah. Why? Ki ruach shor shei gavoya meid. For ruach, that level of ruach is a very high root. Kumei shekosuv, as the verse states, ad yara aleinu, until he will give over us ruach mimorim, from above. So the ruach comes mimorim from very high up. O kumei shekosuv, b'sefer yitzira, as the sefer yitzira says, quoted earlier, that eser sviris, askish sal heves gishura begacheles. Over there it says that it's like a flame chulu. Achas ruach elikim chayim. So he says one. He starts talking about eser sviris begacheles. So number one from the ten is ruach elikim chayim. Chulu shal yidei her ruach. That through the ruach nimshach achar kach. Then afterwards it comes out gam bechinas eish. Also the level of fire. So it starts with ruach, and then you have eshu gilu b'chinas ha-shalevus chulu, which is the revelation of the level of shalevus, aishu. So basically, that happens now through the limbud of Torah that we learn now, where mamshich, we're drawing down from the level of ruach into Torah, which comes down to the Torah that we learn. So it's nois and ha-Torah, it's present. Look in the end of the maimer that begins with the words, with regards, I will put my words in your mouth. So he says it's dvorai, it's my Hashem's words, comes all the way from Hashem in your mouth. And also it says moitze pi Hashem, that it comes from the mouth Hashem, on the pasuk that I'll call moitze pi Hashem, chulu, which he speaks about the high, what level that is. Va'ayin mashikosuv dvar maschil. In the meaning of koyde batoyra, he calls the Torah. So, meaning that you bring out your mamshich into the Torah at the higher level. So, what he's saying in all this, we see that that's a present hamshocha, that's a present extension, that the yid is mamshich into the Torah. So, that happens through speech. So, he says that's a level of ruach. That's a level of the person who's talking. That's a level of ruach. That's dibur Torah. So this ruach, zeh hakol lifi mashu adam. It all depends on the person. You know, the person based on your level. That's how much ruach. That's how much you extend. V'hatanoim v'amayroim, and the tanoim and amayroim shahoyu mebchinas meichin degadlus. They were from the level of the great level of meichin. Hoyu bekoychom lahamshich b'diburam. They had the power to extend through their speech. They can reveal the light of Torah and the flame. In other words, from what's hidden in the Torah, the gacheles, they can take out the shalevis from it. Which is the shalevis, is the shem havaya. They can take out and bring out the shem havaya from the gacheles. So, when is it an eish? When it's a level of avaya. So when it comes out already in a level of fire, that means that's the level of avaya, like the pasuk says, Hashem elikecha yishechu. Valkein, that because they were able to be mamshich from such a high madrega, hoyicholim lasis nisim umefsim gileilim. They were able to do these miracles and these great signs. And this is what Rabbi Chis ben Yair said, he quoted in the beginning of the Maimir, that these Amiroyim can do these astounding and this astonishing great miracles, that he said, Ginoi, he told the river, split. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu made 600,000 Yidden. He made the big miracle, split the Kriyas Yamsuf. And here the Pinchas Ben Yoyi just walks over to the river and says, I tell you, you have to split before me. And it split. Bahainu. So what does it mean in the inner meaning, splitting of the water? Is Kiyab V'yavosha Hu Almodiz Kasyev V'almodiz Gali. Because the level, when we say the sea and the dry land, they represent the world that is hidden and the world that is open. V'hainu, and that is Ha'helem V'hagilui Shebeseder Ishtalshlus. That when it says the open world and the hidden world, we're talking about the hidden and the revealed level within the order of evolution. There is the hidden and the open. I call it Shtalshlus evolution, meaning that it's
Yeah, I understand.
Goes in a level, Shtalshlus. I don't have a better word for it. I don't know.
I understand. You're absolutely right, Rabbi. Yeah. That's just point. This is just to hear a word evolution when you start in the
Hasidus
Yiddishkeit.
Yeah.
To actually,
okay. Involves evolution. Goes in a orderly fashion.
Development, basically.
Yeah, develops. In an orderly. Uh-huh. In an orderly way, as opposed to Yesh Me'ayin.
Actually, the active system, yeah, I understand.
Aval Gilui Oir Ein Sof Shenimshach Al Yidei HaToyra. But the revelation of the Ein Sof, the light of the Ein Sof, which is extended, which comes down, which is Nimshach Al Yidei HaToyra, that comes from the level which is higher than Hishtalshlus. And in front of that light, Shavin Ha'helem Ve'agilu Shebishtalshlus Ha'elemus. To relative to above Hishtalshlus, the hidden and the revealed level which in Hishtalshlus Ha'elemus, within the Hishtalshlus is the same. Shu Bechinas, because that is the level of the Ein Sof. From one end of the heaven to the other hand. In other words, there is beyond the connections. It's all over. Behind you. And that is Kiyam V'yabosha Hu Almodiz Kasya V'almodiz Gali. And that is because the level of Yam and the level of Yabosha is the world of the hidden world and the revealed world, v'hainu ha'helem v'hagilu shebeseder ishtalshlus. That is the hidden and the revealed, which is in the ishtalshlus. I will give you the truth. Ma'am seder ishtalshlus. V'kamei shavin helem v'hagilu shebeshtalshlus. Oilemus v'mishkos v'zer pashut truma. Davku flamed zayin soif omad aleph, as it says in Parshas Truma in the Zohar. Yeah, I just went over again. Kitzei Hashemayim, the edge of the Shemayim, the Olma Ilo, that is the upper world. Vubchinas Almadis Kasya, that's the level of Almadis Kasya. But here we're saying Mikzei Hashemayim Vatzei Hashemayim Hashenkin Eidin Sof Baruch Hu and Shaiq Boi Vubchinas Kitzei Chaz Hashalom. But in the Ein Sof, you can't say a corner. There's no edge. God forbid. That's not limited. It's Ein Sof. It's limitless. And therefore, through the extending of the light which to the Torah, Paul, he affected that the river splitted the water. Similar to the idea that the Yam turns to Yabosha. Why? That the hidden world and the revealed world is all straight, all equal. Neged, corresponding, when they come into relative to Amshocha Zu, to this Amshocha Shalomayim Seder Shtalshlus, which is hiding Shtalshlus. So over there in front of them, it's all splits, all is moved away because this is higher, this is Ein Sof, Ligvul. So it's higher than the Almudis Kasya, and it's all moved away from before. That means, Hafach Yom Layabosha. To him, Yam is dry land, turns around, meaning it doesn't stay in the way. It's not at all. Kumashu Kosim, Makumachar, Aposu Kitoivim Deidechom Yayin, as written elsewhere in the Posu Kitoivim Deidechom Yayin Chulu, Vayim Ashekosuv, so if Dibra Maschel Ve'el Shmois, in the end of the Maimer, begins the El Shmois, so if Dibra Maschel, the Maimer, Bosi Legani, Be'inyan, Amku Machshavisecha, with the idea that you're thoughts are deep in two levels of machshava, the machshava and omk machshisecha. We had it before also with Dibra Maskel. Ve'yetzloi omon be'inyan zmiris ha'ili chukecha, that your statues have been like a song to me, which is also the higher level. Ve'hine, and behold, hanshamas ha'ilu, these neshamas, like the Pirchas ben Yor, the Tanoim, the Maroim, heim hazoichim lilmeg b'msifte derekiyam. They are the ones that merit to learn in the heavenly academy. The Torah has its level, the way it's in Atzilus and the way it's in Bri Yitzir. Come on, that a chamashul, take for example, mitzvah tzitzis, the idea of the mitzvah tzitzis, shahu mitzemer akvosim, that comes from the sheep wool. Wolf comes from the sheep. The Iyan Zeb Atzilus. So what does it mean, tzitzis, like when we talk about it, the way it's in Atzilus? Hayne kamashu kosu, that's like the verse states, Vaksovim Hifrid Yaakov. Over there it says that Yaakov separated the Ksovim from Bailovan over there when he separated them. Uksiv, and there's another part that says, Usar Reishe Kamar Neke, that the hair of his head is like clean wool. Kamar Neke, Kamash Kosmogon said elsewhere. So he says these are all. When we talk about the Tzemer Kavosim that Yaakov did, that is some spiritual avoid over there, and Kichin Dalad Parshis did Tfilin, Heim Ba'atzilus is Dalad Moichin, those are Natzilus, those are the four Moichin. So, meaning that by the Tzitzis, to us the Tzitzis is what? Wearing the Tzitzis, the physical Tzitzis, taking the strands and making the Tzitzis in the garment. But in the Atzilus is Yaakov separating the sheep, doing some, you know, mystical things over there with the sheep, and that represents the idea of tzitzis. And the Dalut Parshis that it's filling are the four levels of Moichin. The Keshish Atfilin, Shohu Dalet, and the Nara Tfilin, which becomes a Dalet, from the name of Shin Dalet Yud, the Dalet, is Hulamayla Mimchines, Chitzonius, Malchus, the Tvuna, that is higher than the level of the outer level of Malchus of Tvuna. Vuhu, and that is Shekemoy Lamato Haritzues Oisin Me'oirachitze. It says that the straps is made from the outer skin. Mashe Einkein Haklav Shekoisel Haparshis, but the parchment that you write the parshis Nasal de Gedido. V'tikun shel ha'oir, that is made to scraping down and the fixing of the oir, which means like this: the skin has the outer level and has the inner level. So the parchment that you write on up from the skin of the animal that you scrape off, that's from the inside. That you fix up the oir and that you write from this side. But the straps that come from the outside, and that's in the level of. The sphere is that's chitzonius malchus de tvuna, so that represents also the level in above as it corresponds to the inside level. Bekach lamailo, and likewise above hakesher, he bechinas halavush hachitzon, the kesher, that's the outer garment shebe malchus de tvuna, which is of the level of malchus of tvuna. Shu bechinas. Levusha Machshava, that is the garment, which is the garment of the Machshava. The Yesh, that is the level of Chitzoinis of Malchus de Tvuna, is the level of Machshava. The Yesh Kamo Bechinas Belevushim, the Machshava. And there is various levels of Levushim in the thing and the level of Machshava. Al Derech Moshe will be Odom, by some way, by a person, Kisha Machshavtoi. Yes, kama b'chinas b'levush machshava derech moshul be'odom. By the way, example, by a person, k'shemachshavte he b'dvar chochma, when his thought is by an item of wisdom, chochma l'kis shehu ha-Torah, which is the Torah, when he thinks about Torah, harizeh b'chinas levush p'nimish b'machshava. This is called an inner garment of machshava. Shenavshim l'beshet machshava zu. Because his soul is dressed up in this thought, which is very high. Sometimes you think about other types of wisdoms, which you need to understand the Torah. Like one has to figure out the science of the way the world, this is like astronomy, or sometimes you have to look in grammar to know the exact Kai. Those are intermediary. But sometimes you think about physical matters. That's a very gross garments in thought. Likewise, similar to this, we understand above. That in the level of Malchus of Tvuna, so there's three levels of skin. You have the outside, the middle, and then you have the inside. Pnimis, the inside, and so is the middle of Chitzonius. And the outside. The Hainu, Gimul Bechinas Levushim, those are three garments, La'ir Habina, to the light of the Bina. That's called Malchus de Tvuna, it's for the light of Bina. Ukamoisha b'machshove, yesh, gamke, Bechinas, just like in Machshove itself, there is a level of Bechinas Machshove, Dibru Maisa, the three levels, Kameshikos, Mokamachar, within Machshove, Machshove, Dibru Maisa. Ubechinas Levusha Chitzonius, and the outer garment, Zeu Anikra Kesher, Shall Dalit Shabit Tfilin. The outer level, the third out, that's called the Keshu Tfilin. Shual Derech Moshe Leir Achitzeh. So that's by way of example, that's the outer layer of the skin. Vu Bechinas, and that's called the Levush HaChashmal. The Levush of the Chashmal, Shami Chitzeinu, which is the Chashmal in the Merkava, it talks about the Chashmal, which is the outer Bina. Hinei Omer Azal, our sages tell us, Ashri Mishabolakan, lucky is the person who comes together with his study in his hand. That way he also merits, if you learned in this world, the Tanoim like the Maroim, also in the world above, you can learn. You can learn the level of Tzitzut Tfilin Beis Natzilus, because there's a level in all different worlds. Like with all the mitzvahs. But there is various different places above in which you learn. Says in the Maimer and Parshas Miketz, Mezuzah Min Nechanuk Mismoil BeInyan, with regards to the matter of Vaydaber Shlosh Lof Moshul, he talked 3,000 Moshul. So there's various different places of study. So 3,000 Moshul is different levels. Mesivta Direkia. And the heavenly court, Heyman Shomes, Sheba Gan Eden, those are the soul which are in the upper level of Gan Eden. That's Mesivta Derekia. Shesham Meir Chabad Atzilus Kinal. There is the level of Chacham Bin Adas of Atzilus, as mentioned before. Okay, we're up to Ois Gimel, on page of Gimel, on the column base. Okay, the Maimon Begumore, Bobetzi, Perikapoilim. Yeah. So now let's get back to our subject matter to understand the idea of what this learning of the Baheres, which we started off from the Gemara, whether Baheres comes. We're not sure whether the Sar Lovan comes before the Baheres become before the Sar Lovan. So, Eich Shayich Lemaila Began Eden. How does it apply above in Gan Eden? How does it apply to above? Achine, with Chila Tzorich Lehovin, Madi Iso Beitzchayim, Shar Memches, Vishar Memtes, Perigimu. We have to first understand what we find in Yitzchayim in the gate 48 and 49, chapter 3. Sheklipas noiga da atzilus, that the klipas noiga of atzilus, he toivara, is good and bad. Chetzio toiv, half of it is good. Chetzio klavi chutzra, and the half towards the outside is bad. That's what it says in Yitzchayim over there. L'chayre eizim uven klal. L'chayre, it's not understood at all. Eich shayich klal loymar, klipas neigad atzilus. How can we even say such a thing as klipa of Noigen Atzilus. Haloi Noida Pirush Atzilus, but it is known, is it then not known, the meaning of the interpretation of Atzilus, Shu Bechinas Alokus, that it's godly, that it's godliness? Kevavur B'mokam Achar, as explained elsewhere, Shehu Meloshin, Vayetzal Min Haruach, the Gabi Moshe. Atzilus comes from the same root, from the language of Vayetzal Min Haruach. He separated from the spirit that was by Moshe, and he gave it to the 70 elders over there. Vimkein, and if so, Eich Shaykh Loimer Klippis Da Atzilus. How does Shaykh to say Klippis? There's no Klippis, would seem in Atzilus. In Atzilus, it's only Kedusha, only Elikus. Umikol Shikain Inyan, and certainly, how could we say such a matter of Chetziora, that it's happened? Oid Tzorich Lohovin, further, we need to understand Madi Isa Bizoyar Ube Itzchayim Shar Leia V'Rochel Perik Zayin. What we find in the Zoyar and in the Itzchayim Shar Leia V'Rochel Perik Zayin, Shesibas HaNegoyim, that the reason, the cause for these Negoyim, for these plagues, for the leprosy, you know? Yeah. Umachmas Yistalkus Eir Abba. It's because the light of Abba, the light of Chochma leaves. Bezehu, the Targum, and this is what the translation, the Targum of Tzoras is Sigirsa, closed. Tzoras is translated, the Targum, as closed. Shekasha Nelam v'nizgan Eir Abba. When the light of Abba of Chochma is hidden and closed, v'nei meir b'zo, and it doesn't shine in zo, oz, nimshachu bo b'chinas hanega. So then it brings down, it extends, and it comes the level of nega. That's why it says that you should bring the nega to the koyin. Is the reason is because ki koyin shor shoy mechochma, for the koyin is root is from chochma.